now, finds out.
I have a question for you. When you become a 7-Eleven franchisee, do you pay them a flat fee to license, you know, their name and their products, or do you give them a cut of your profits, or both?
They get, I believe it's both. You pay them a franchise fee up front, and in my parents' case, where they got it many years ago, it was $100,000. Nowadays, it's not uncommon to hear about $250,000, $300,000 franchise fees, and they also get 50% of the profit. Depending on your arrangement, it could be anywhere from 50% to 52%.
Were your parents 50%. Able to make a living out of this?
Yeah, for a long time. Most people were able to make a living out of this business, believe it or not. You know, people came in, people shopped, and we made money.
And you got, okay, so you guys had a successful business, and you were throwing enough money to the 7-Eleven Corporation that they should be happy with the financial return.
That's what I thought.
All right, so what happened in December?
So in December, 7-Eleven called my parents on Wednesday, the 4th, I believe it was, and they told my parents they wanted to have a sit-down meeting with them about financials. That's all they said. Nothing more than that. My parents show up to this meeting the next day. They're put in a room with two of 7-Eleven's guys from Asset Protection, is what they call it. I think it's really asset liability. And they were told that they had options that day. Their options were simple. Sign over your 7-Eleven and everything you own there, and you don't get to sell it. You don't get to put money out of your equity account. We're not refunding your franchise fee, which normally after 10 years of franchising you get back if you sell. Or you can not give it back to us, and we'll sue you, and we'll take everything anyway. So now, here are your two options. And you have till the end of today to decide.
And this was, now, what did they claim was going on at your parents' store?
Excessive couponing.
Yeah, what is that?
What is that?
They claim that we were using 7-Eleven Slurpee coupons in a fraudulent manner to pay ourselves $1.50 back on every Slurpee we gave away.
What's the evidence they had for this?
Well, they showed my parents, I wasn't in the room at the time, mind you, but they showed my parents some pages of transactions that were keyed into the computer, and you know, everybody's got keystroke programs that can show you what you do. They showed them a few pages of that, and they showed them maybe 10, 15 seconds of video.
Video of what?
Video of us behind the counter. 7-Eleven puts their own video camera systems in the 7-Elevens to watch. What they claim is to watch their corporate employees, but the reality is it's to keep an eye on their franchisees.
Okay, so they have a camera in your parents' 7-Eleven, and they showed you 15 seconds of your parents working behind the counter? But what were they doing?
They were doing something at the register. My dad wasn't really clear, and he asked to see the tape again, and they wouldn't show it to him again.
I don't understand the couponing charge. Can you explain that a little clearer? I really don't understand it.
They claim that for every 7-Eleven issues store coupons for certain store merchandise, hot dogs, Big Gulps, Slurpees, etc. They claim that we use these small Slurpee coupons. A small Slurpee costs $1.50. So what they basically said we were doing is for every person that came in to buy a Slurpee, every time we gave a Slurpee away to someone, we were ringing it up and charging 7-Eleven the $1.50. Still letting the person walk out with the merchandise, but we were pocketing the $1.50.
Oh, I see.
But that's what they claim.
That's what they claim.
We didn't see anything.
Yeah, and
that's
what they claim. Now, you have worked at the store.
I have.
And you were asking, I guess, whether or not supposedly this happened during your time behind the register or something? Or
that's correct. I asked 7-Eleven a few questions. First, my father brought me into the meeting after they had this little bit without me there and told me that they were going to take our store. So when I walked in, I was a little upset. And I asked where they thought they'd be able to take our store, and they explained what had happened. And I asked to see the evidence. They said they didn't have to show me the tape because they already showed my father. I asked to see some of the transactions. Again, they stated that they didn't have to show me.
So the tape, I guess, was of him charging the customer full price for the Slurpee and then pocketing the $1.50 for the coupon.
Well, no, not even that. What they claimed the tape was him giving the Slurpee away to the customer and then still pocketing the coupon, or pocketing the $1.50.
Yeah, charging 7-Eleven, right.
Exactly. So, you know,
that's why the corporation's mad, yeah.
Yeah, can you blame them? So, I look at this copy of a federal complaint that they're going to file, and they put RICO on there, and I know enough from watching TV and that to say, RICO, isn't that an organized crime thing?
Yeah, it's a racketeering statute.
Yeah, it's used broadly, though, in the law, yeah.
Right. So they say, well, there was a conspiracy from the top down to defraud 7-Eleven. I asked them, I said, you know, I've been managing the store for the last 2 years for my parents. They're both in their 60s. You know, they don't want to spend their later years, you know, babysitting 7-Eleven every day. So I do it for them. So I asked these gentlemen, I said, are there any of these transactions with my name or ID number on them? And they said, no, there isn't. I said, so how can you say there's a conspiracy when I'm managing the joint? And they had no answer for me.
Well, who did they say was doing it? Your dad?
They said it was my parents and various employees.
And how many times did it happen?
To the tune of $100,000 is what they're alleging.
$100,000 worth of Slurpees?
In a year.
At $1.50 a coupon?
Yeah, do the math.